The views expressed on the following program are not necessarily the views of WIBA, its management, sponsors, or staff. Previously on Outside the Box.
This is not about bus service. This is about the train. Now, joining me from StopTheTrainTax.org is Mike Thompson. What's the goal here? I mean, are we done, or can we get more than 36, or is that...
Mitch, let me tell you, we're still working on this. Now, one township has decided that they will have their own ballots handwritten, and they're going to hand count them. I mean, we're going back to old school tactics here. We still have quite a number of, I'd say 15 or so towns and villages, even Fitchburg, that hasn't acted on this yet. They can still have their own ballot and hand count it. What we're up against really is the county clerk's deadline of the 21st.
Welcome to Outside the Box with Mitch Hank. To be a part of the program, call 321-1310 or toll free at 877-235-1310 or email Mitch at WIBA.com. Now here's your host, Mitch Hank, on News Talk 1310 WIBA and WIBA.com.
All right, I'm getting punch drunk. I feel punch drunk out there. It's the day after the election. We're on late last night. I don't know what it is. All these politicians starting to give me a headache. But we want to get beyond just the partisan political discussion here for a momento. I was noticing a letter to the editor this morning by Nick Spinelli, Cottage Grove. Nick Spinelli, talking about open enrollment and the Madison School District, which obviously claims to be one of the best school districts in the world, talked about since they implemented open enrollment, more people are leaving the Madison School District than coming in, he writes. Last year, the score was 600 to 178. More people left than came in. I don't know, right? I mean, we had a choice, I have to confess, a few years back on sending the children at that time to a middle school on the southwest side, which, according to some neighbors, some families in the Orchard Ridge neighborhood, said there were some problems at that particular time. So we had the choice of going to the Fitchburg-Verona schools or the Madison schools and decided to send the kids to a middle school in Fitchburg-Verona, Savannah Oaks. And now they go to Verona High School, and we're very happy with Verona High School. But I'm sure Madison, I mean, Memorial, for instance, has like the most honors students at least one year of any school in the state. So, I mean, you have good schools in Madison. But clearly some people are opting out. And then I thought that the general question about education, where you saw Bill Krause this morning, or heard him on the show, talking about you have 30% adult illiteracy in Milwaukee. I mean, just imagine that. Functional illiteracy. You've got massive high school dropout rates in the city of Milwaukee. You've got a huge achievement gap still in Madison between the white students, frankly, and the students of color in terms of achievement gap. You've got enrollment over the last 20 to 30 years, looking at now, at reasonably flat, but yet expenses go up dramatically, we're told, because we have higher needs students. Students have greater needs. So we're spending more money to try to take care of those greater needs. So I'm just wondering if you, and then I hear my sister tell me stories, who's substitute teaching at a school in Lafayette, Indiana, which is actually ranked as one of the better school districts in the state of Indiana, along with South Bend and Fort Wayne. In my alma mater, where the middle has sort of gone away, you've got the high end and you've got people who are struggling at the bottom end academically there now. And she says that some kids just don't do their homework at all and have no intention to turn it in. And she'll say, where's your notebook? And they'll say, I don't have no notebook. Got no notebook. Well, you need to turn it in today. That's the assignment. Don't have it. And people are talking, and they're talking to each other. And at one point, my sister, I think this was last year, she said, and there were some disruptive students in the class. And she told him to be quiet. Do not talk while I'm talking. And he goes, what are you talking about? Don't tell me I can't talk. And she told one kid, be quiet or I'll send you to the office. At which point, the young person use the W word to her, you know, W-H, and I won't spell the rest of it. So she sent that person to the office immediately, took him down there. She took him down there. Principal, what's the problem? He called me this word. He goes, I'll handle it. So she gets back down to the class, and it's quiet. And one kid says, she goes, what's the problem? He goes, you're a gangsta. You're a gangsta. Why do you say that? Because teachers have threatened to take him down, but you're the first one that ever did. And then in recent times, there were people who were talking back to her. She had to call for security. Two of the students had to be taken out of the class. They brought in the police. You know, the police liaison officer comes in and takes them out of the class. She says people are talking during class. She likes the ones that are quiet and don't do their homework because at least they're quiet. Now, I'm hearing all these stories about how we need to spend more money on this, more money on that. We need smaller class sizes. We need this. We need that. But you've got money being spent in Milwaukee. You've got money being spent in Washington, D.C. The federal government threw in a lot of money for the schools of Washington, D.C. You were up to $13,000 per pupil. That did not change the horrific performance of students in Washington, D.C. Now, in Madison, where we have very good schools compared to schools around the country, you've got this out-migration because of open enrollment. More people are leaving than are coming in. Now, I can only surmise because of some of the problems that come with a larger city. The point is this. And I don't know if you've taught school, you're a parent of school children, you are a former student because I'm assuming you did go to school at some point. Think back to, you know, your experience. It seems to me that where you learn the most is when you had kind of a disciplined environment. I remember some teachers, they would not allow talking or disruptions of any kind. They would call you on it, and if you persisted, they would send you out. Now, the perception I'm getting from my sister's experiences is it's like out of control. You don't even deal with the students who are quiet but not doing their work. You only can deal with the ones that are loud and disruptive and disrespectful or vulgar or using obscenities. Then you can call the authorities. Well, then the chances are that, you know, maybe the parents are going to find out about it and get upset, and maybe you'll be called into a meeting. I think some of the teachers, according to my sister, are afraid to do what she did because they're afraid they're going to be called in by the principal and accused of not handling the situation. But we talk about improving schools. We need more money for this. We need smaller class sizes. We need this. We need that. We need more work time. You know, here's my question. You really want to straighten out the schools. You really want to improve performance of students. What do you do? It seems to me, and I have to say that I'm a son of a teacher, but you would empower teachers. And if you've got people that are being loud, disruptive, or vulgar in class, they should be taken out of the class. Now, you know, and then Bill Krause said, well, would he put them on the curb? No. We have alternative schools. In Madison and Middleton, there are alternative schools. You know, some young people just can't function well in a traditional classroom setting. You know, if you've got a severe case, then maybe we talk about special programs. If we're talking about violent young people, maybe we're talking about boot camps. But I will say this, when we talk all we want about all the money we need or all the money we're spending, and it isn't improving performance, it isn't improving graduation rates. And functional illiteracy in Milwaukee among adults is now 30%. You've got high school dropout rates that are soaring well above 50% for black males in Milwaukee. Close to 70% for African-American males in Detroit. Dropout rates. Now, you know, I understand that parental support and the lack thereof is important. You know, children soar or they fall, I think, in large part due to their levels of parental support. But, I mean, it's time to have an open conversation about this. And when we're seeing this letter to the editor talking about the out-migration, Well, I don't think that this in school, in the Madison School District, I don't think it's because the teachers are unqualified or the teachers aren't doing a good job. I think it's because the teachers are up against it, and you have less of a problem outside the city than you might have in it, even though that you have problems everywhere. We'll come back. Dave, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to hear once some candid conversation about this issue. And the answer is not just more money. We'll come back. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. Now, whether you went to the polls or not, you can go to a different poll. And the poll is Harbor Athletic Club and Wellness Center, and vote on yourself. Vote on your fitness. You can make a change today, tonight, tomorrow morning, whatever the case may be, and say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm finding in life that you have to have a plan. Otherwise, you'll accomplish nothing and you'll be nowhere further along the road next year than you were this year. And that's what they do at Harbor. They've got Paul Ernst, the owner, who knows you need help. Reached out to me, he can reach out to you. You've got professional staff. They're the best in the business. Whether it's my Pilates instructor, Sue, who I'll see today, or the body pump classes, the yoga, the aerobics, the personal trainers to sit down with you. What is your goal? Do you want to get some strength, lose some weight, get more endurance, have more energy at the end of the day? What do we want to do here? They'll help you get there. They're professionals. 24 hours of service, the 12th of a mile track, indoors, the temperature's always right, the cardiovascular equipment, the weights, the free weights, the great locker rooms, the saunas, the four pools. You check it out. Harbor Athletic Club and Wellness Center, 831-6500. That is 831-6500.
She's a woman you want to listen to. Upfront with Vicki McKenna. Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Talk 1310 WIBA and WIBA.com.
I'm seeing enrollment in schools, and Don Severson will talk about this open enrollment issue with Vicki McKenna on Upfront today after 3 o'clock. And I see people leaving, and I see the piece today, the letter of the editor, talking about how last year's count was 600 to 178. We see the performance declining with more money spent in Milwaukee, the performance declining with more money spent in a lot of big cities in the country, namely Washington, D.C. We see achievement gaps in the city of Madison. We see all kinds of problems. What I'd like to know is, you know, what is the answer? And in my view, you know, teachers need to be empowered. If students are not going to behave, they need to be put in a different environment because the students who are there to learn are distracted and they are held back by the disruptive students. This idea that somehow you can do whatever you want. And my sister, two students, she had the police come. They were loud. They were arguing. They were talking. And she told them to stop talking. They continued to talk. And she had them taken out of the class. Now she's afraid she's going to get in trouble because she called the police in. She's afraid the administrators are going to call her in. The parents are going to be upset. There was a teacher at East High who wrote a book and just traced the academic performance and the income achievements of people whose parents went to teacher conferences compared to those who didn't, and it was stunning, the difference. Now, that isn't the case of spending $5,000 more per pupil. That's a case of whether the parents go to teacher conferences or not, and tracing the trends of those students and seeing how they do later in their school careers and after that in income achievement. It's stunning. Dave, hi. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Mitch. Your sister is right on, right down the line. As you were talking about her advice, I was just nodding my head. I'm a grandfather. Two of my grandchildren left Madison schools for that very reason. Give you an example. 2 years ago, my grandson was kindergarten, and he asked me to come down and be the special person of the day and talk about my occupation. So I did, and I was there for half an hour. For 30 minutes, the class was disrupted by three or four students. The entire time I was in the class, the teacher spent her entire time trying to quiet those people down and get them to pay attention. And when I left there, I said to myself, there is zero learning going on in this classroom. And it was just a typical classroom. So I said to myself, there's zero learning going on at Chavez. It was just awful.
They were loud. They were talking
all the time.
Yeah.
They weren't mean.
No respect at all.
Right. They weren't mean. They weren't vulgar. But it was 100% disruption. That's when I said to myself, "There's only one solution for this." You know, when they're taken to the principal's office, that's strike one. The second time, it's strike two. I know it's strike three and you're out, but strike two, you should be out. And I don't care how old they are. They totally disrupt the education of all the kids in that classroom.
I agree. I mean, you can't have a class. When I think back to my teachers, don't talk, don't talk, or that you'd be gone.
Oh, you know what? I'm a graduate of Madison East High School. And back in those days, you didn't want the school calling your home.
No.
My dad never would have said, "Geez, Dave, tell me what the mean teacher said." There was zero chance of that happening in my house.
Well, my mother, a child for 35 years, said when she would really discipline a child or call the parent, in some cases, the parent would yell at her and say she's the B word or whatever the case may be. And it doesn't help when parents have that attitude. You're right.
You know, I'm not a fan of MTI, but I am a fan of the teachers. I think they're all really good and really dedicated and get zero support from the central administration.
Yeah, well, I'm for teachers too, and I think they need more empowerment from on high, and I agree with you. And, you know, you can't conduct a class. And when I'm hearing these stories from my sister, it's just unbelievable. They're just endless. They're endless stories. And, Dave, I appreciate you calling in with that story as well. The question is, okay, the four kids are talking the whole time. They wouldn't shut up. They wouldn't shut up. What do you do? I mean, you could call the liaison in or the principal in every day. And so at a certain point, they expect you to handle it. Well, guess what? My job is to teach this class. My job is to teach the subject matter, not be a cop, not be a social worker. Jim, hi. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Mitch. You hit the nail right on the head. There is absolutely no way that these children in these homes that they grew up in have a chance. There's no books. There's no curfew. There's no going to bed. It's just unbelievable. Like you said, you could spend $5,000 more per child, but until you get into the homes and see what goes on there, where there's zero support, actually it's negative. It's just unbelievable. I don't know how they stand a chance.
Well, and it's a lack of parental support, and you know, the tendency is to excuse bad parenting because of economic factors. But I mean, come on. I mean, how many heroes are there out there who are single moms who are working two or three jobs who somehow make the children get to class, go to conferences? I mean, you know, there's no more important job that you have than raising your children. If you have them, they're number one.
Exactly.
And that is a simple – and that's a value that goes beyond per-pupil spending amounts. Or class size. If you're sitting there with 12 in the class or 15 in the class, and as my sister told me, five of them are just sitting there not doing their work, and they have no desire to do it, and they're not going to do it, I'm not sure what that's going to do for you to have a smaller class size at that point. But thanks, Jim, for the call. I'm glad we had this candid exchange on this. When we come back, I don't know if we're overscheduled. I'll tell you a story about somebody that cleaned my place, and they worked 7 hours. And whether we're overscheduled, do we have time to clean time? What do we have time for? It's outside the box.
This is Jim French. Join me Saturday night at 11 for Imagination Theater on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
You ever put stuff in your phone, you don't spell it right because you're in a hurry, and you look at the thing and you don't know what it is? You call it, and somebody you don't want to talk to. Also, Facebook. I'm punch drunk a little bit, so bear with me. I've got a topic I want to get to here in a minute. Just some observations. I don't go on it very often. John is behind the glass. He probably goes on it all the time. Social media. There's the movie coming out, right, about the inventor of Facebook. It's going to be kind of good. I go on there. I have people come, you know, they just start glomming on. You get these people that say, "Hey, Mitch." And I don't know who they are. "Haven't talked to you since high school." I have no idea who this person is. I go back. I go, "Thanks, Tom. Good to talk to you, too." I don't have any idea who Tom is. By the way, the 30th high school reunion is October 2nd. Can't go again, John. Have you gone to yours every year? I haven't gone to any yet. Now I'm just going to have to wait for the 35th, which is a little disturbing. I was hoping maybe some things could happen at the 30th. You went to the 10th. Yeah. I'm just always out of town or out of state or got a show that week. I can't do it. I'm wondering if we're overscheduled now in 2010. Is that why people didn't vote yesterday? We had 21% turnout in the elections in Dane County. I managed to do that. It's amazing how you do what you want to do. I mean, you make time to do what you must do. Some people make time to go to the bars. Some people make time to go to the games or make time to play golf or make time to ride their bicycles every day or go jogging. In other words, you make time to do what you want to do, right? And now there are things that I just want done that I don't want to take the time to do, and I don't like the fact that I didn't do it. And one is cleaning my place. I don't know if you're one of those people out there, if you hire cleaning people. It finally got to the point where I said, this is just ridiculous. I don't like this. And see, my brain doesn't work well when it comes to the areas of organization or interior decorating. I just don't have that. You can call it stereotypical, call it chauvinistic, call it misogynist. I don't care what you say. I don't have a woman's touch when it comes. Now, that I don't mean to say that in a chauvinistic way. You can be a man. You can have a perfectly creative mind when it comes to decorating the inside of a home. I say that in the traditional sense. I don't have that gene. Whatever gene that is, I don't have it. You know, I put stuff in a pile. I know where it is. I put stuff on top of stuff. It's not good. So I have people come in who are more domesticated, who are inclined to be more domesticated, and they say, this is ridiculous. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. And my kid's dad, and I know I'm working on it, you know, of course. And the thing of it is, I'm always behind, because when you really want to do it, you don't have enough time. You run out of time because you got to go to work, whatever, an appointment. You don't have time. It takes time. So I finally said, screw it. I'm hiring somebody again. I used to do this a lot. Little three-bedroom place, not a big deal, but I hire this woman. And I said, I'll pay you $25 an hour. And she said, fine. Now, I in the past, it's gone 4 hours. One time I had a two-bedroom condo, which was very small, and the woman spent 4 hours and did not get to either bedroom. Imagine that. Professional cleaning woman, 1 year. 4 hours, didn't get to either bedroom in a two-bedroom condo. Now, another time I hear this woman, and I said, can you do it in 4 hours? She says, there's more than 4 hours of cleaning here. I said, well, go ahead and take 6 hours if you want. So she did 6 hours. It was $25 an hour. And it was so nice when I got home. I was almost in tears. I almost started to fall on my knees and start to weep. There was produce on the counter, John. You could have taken a magazine photograph of the place. It smelled nice. I wanted to call in family members. I wanted to call my ex-wife and have her look. Now, yesterday, very nice one, very good job done. Happened to be a female again. She took 7 hours. I said, look, you can do more than 4 hours if you want. You can go up to 7 hours if you want. She did 7 hours on the place. I get home last night. It is absolutely spectacular, organized, clean, straight. Everything's in a place. Things are in a proper place. I'm thinking, that's just fantastic. I mean, even papers and loose stuff was broken down into little folders, bills, tax stuff, miscellaneous, kids stuff, all broken down, cleaned up, everything's dusted and waxed. The bed made, everything picked up. 7 hours. You know what? It was worth every penny. Now, if it takes a professional, there are plugs I didn't know I had. She found two remotes and my daughter's old phone in the chairs they were stuck in. Can you imagine this? I mean, I just can't believe it. And I'm thinking, well, and they'd be like, well, you know, you got to spend another hour. You got to spend some time with it every day. What time? Time? I don't know if you have time for this, John. How much do you spend a day cleaning? You spend an hour a day cleaning? Probably not. Does your wife do that? Your wife doesn't do it either. Would you hire out? I mean, so the question I'm having is, are we overscheduled? or do you think we are as a people, as a culture, as a society? What are you saying? Not an hour a day. We just do little things through the week. Of course you do. You're very rational. You're from Minnesota. I understand that. But the question is, in a broad sense, are we overscheduled? Where's the time? I never have time. Time. On the one time, I talk about it on the act, I used to pay $130 for this group of three to come in back when there was an old place. And they would come in with like these masks and, you know, gloves and all this fancy equipment. It was like thing one, thing two from Cat in the Hat. And they would finish right before my parents would come to town. I mean, 30 minutes before they would come to town, they'd walk out. And then I'd sit down and go, hey, how you doing, Mom, Dad? And they'd go, oh, it looks pretty nice. I go, oh, yeah, well. So I'm tired of spending all this money, you know, because I would spend like $130 just for these three people who were great. And I would bring them in like once a month. You know, and I said, well, this is ridiculous. I'm going to do this myself. Well, that just, it took me 9 hours. 9 hours. I was sweating. I was like soaking wet on the ground, scrubbing. It just wasn't a good idea. But I, you know, so it just, to me, it comes down to time management. We have time for things we want to do we not? I don't know where the time has gone. Whoever had time, you know, these families that have 8 kids, 10 kids, 6 kids, used to spend time at the table. They'd cook dinner, they all sit at the table. Can you imagine how things have spread out now with all the stuff going on at night, all the activities, all the sports, all the cheerleading, all the games, all the, I mean, who had to, I don't know. So the question I'm asking is, are we overscheduled? Are we overscheduled? And I think the answer is yes. I'm sitting there, this is teaching me. Oh, and then the incident where I got disqualified because we played from the wrong tees because I didn't take time to read the rule sheet. By the way, we did play the back tees, not the women's tees, somebody was asking me about. But, you know, got to slow down. Time to slow down, John. Slow down. Now, some of you people out there, you're organized. You got some. My Pilates instructor, and I love her, she said, you got to get a calendar. Where's your calendar? Well, it's in the car. Or it's at home, or it's in my bag. Where's your bag? I don't know. It's in the car. In other words, you never have the stuff in your hands. She goes, you got to carry that calendar with you all the time. Well, you know, you're right. You got a calendar. You got to write that stuff down. I'd go months. I would never have it in my hands. It's somewhere else. It's in the car. You know, it's like my son drives me nuts too. Where's your wallet? In the car. You know, why isn't your pants? Why isn't your pants? I don't know. It's in the car. Where's the car? So anyway, I'm just wondering if we're overscheduled, if you think we are, or if there's a better way to do it, because I just can't do it. You know, I make time for work. You got to make time for that. You make time for election coverage till 11 o'clock at night. You make time for that. You make time for whatever you got to do. But, I mean, that, 3-2-1-13, Mitch, you need a wife. Well, yeah, I'm hey, why should she have to do all that stuff, you know? What if she wants to do something else? We'll come back. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. All right. If you're looking for an MC or a stand-up comic for your private party or corporate event, email Mitch at WIBA.com. And then on Saturday night, yes, back to Saturday night, October 2nd, we have added a song. We are doing The Big Show, a Las Vegas-style nightclub act. 14 years of stand-up comedy and one big show and all kinds of songs. And yes, we rehearsed a lot with great musicians. A tribute to Frank Sinatra. At the Kennedy Manor Dining Room and Bar. Beautiful room, white tablecloths, elegant dinner available before the show if you want to have dinner. Across from the Edgewater Hotel. Next big show, October 2, Saturday night. For seats, call the Big Show Line at 347-0374. That's 347-0374. Or go to WIBA.com and click outside the box for showtimes. The Big Show is sponsored by the Jalamas Company. Like you could make
these dreams come true. Lunch at your desk doesn't have to be boring. WIBA.com. Keyword news.
I'm just wondering if we're overscheduled. We don't take time, as much time as we once took for the everyday joys of life. Where people used to take time to eat at the table. Used to take time to enjoy a meal, I guess. Mother went to Rome. She went to Italy, to Milan, to Venice. So they would spend 3 hours eating dinner in the Italian restaurant. Different courses, bring the wine. You're there 3 or 4 hours. Kind of enjoy stuff. We're in a hurry, aren't we? Americans are in a hurry, big-time hurry. Which is why Ray Kroc knew Americans when he had McDonald's. He knew we were in a hurry. We wanted the food. We're driving. He knew we saw the Golden Arches. We would know that that was McDonald's. We'd go in. We'd get it. Bam, we're gone. We got the ATM machines. We are in a hurry. And maybe it's good because we want to be productive out there. We want to try to make some money when we get it going. John, you've got the sports show to deal with this afternoon. You got stuff going on. The Packers, you know, they lose Ryan Grant. Can they survive without him? I mean, there's stuff to do. There's stuff on your plate all the time. I understand this. People have stuff on your plate. You're driving around. You're like a wild person. But somehow, it seems like earlier generations had more time. They had 8 kids, 10 kids. They still ate at the same table. I realized that one parent could stay at home in those days, in many cases, which was good during the prosperous 50s or whatever, you know, as long as you weren't, you know, on the other side of the tracks or going into the late 60s before we had the oil embargo in the early 70s. But I'm just wondering if we're overscheduled. If we, as a society, we are overscheduled doing too much. Maybe you think we're not doing enough. We should do more stuff. Oh, of course people are lying around. There are people that are lying around. But I'm guessing that most people out there who are working and who have families, who have children, feel like you are over-scheduled. You know? And I was talking to my sister again during these little holiday break up in Northern Bay. Number to call, by the way, if you're going to weigh in on this topic, 321-1310 outside the Madison area, 877-235-1310. She said, you know, some parents will tell their kids, because the kids say, I got to go to this, I got to go to that, I got to go to this. And they'll say, no, I don't think so. What do you mean, no? I got to be there. And they go, no, I can't do it. And then the kids will miss the event. I go, it just doesn't happen. She goes, have you ever done that? I go, no. Walking once through the park with this beautiful former, shall we say, beautician, babbling brook, waterfall, trees. You know, it's getting a little bit romantic. Phone rings. It's my daughter. Dad, I need the car in 20 minutes. I got to have the car. We're going to have to walk back the other way. I get back. She goes, want to come in for a drink? I says, no, I got to go. So, hey, I could have said, hey, sorry, sweetheart. But no, don't do it. Terry, hi. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. Good morning, Terry. Terry.
Yeah, good morning, Mitch. How are you?
I'm fine, Terry.
I just got to share this story here with you real quick.
Please, I love stories, Terry, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, especially in this case, I was touring this factory plant the other day, and these guys get like 10 minutes for lunch. And you ought to have heard the bang in the dishes and people moving in and out and eating and going. I mean, you think you were in watching a movie at Fast Forward.
At 10 minutes for lunch?
Yeah, they got 10 minutes for lunch. They were fighting for the microwaves. They were fighting for the pop machines. And I mean, it was a Keystone Cops movie.
It's got to be high stress.
Well, I suppose in most cases people just didn't eat.
Remember lunch at school, how much fun that was? We used to have, 45 minutes, an hour or something like that? I used to love lunch. That was the highlight of the day in school, was lunch.
And the food was excellent, and that's when
Okay, thanks, Terry. Okay. Pat, hi. This is News Talk 13 WIBA. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Mitch. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Pat. I'm just punch drunk.
Punch drunk.
Well, you're talking about the election. It's 11 o'clock. I think I went home and kept talking by myself for 2 hours.
Yeah, I was listening to you last night, too. You did a good job.
Well, thank
but
you.
One word to solve both the problem in schools, or a little bit anyway, to help. Problem in schools and more time at home is chores. If you give your kids some chores and... Believe me, I was remiss for a while.
Well, my kids are neater than I am. Their rooms look better than mine, Pat.
Yeah, but
I need chores.
Well, that's good. That's kind of like when they go to allowance, they say, well, should I get paid for cleaning my room? No, but you can get paid weekly allowance for taking out the trash. One kid sets the table, one kid takes it away. Because, like, we asked someone at work a couple years ago, how many of you make your beds in the morning? And about 80% of them said, we don't have time to make our beds.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. But.
Well, guess what? It was made. Mine was made for me, and then I made it this morning because I didn't want to see it unwrapped. I didn't want to see it unmade again.
Yeah.
So I made it again because I wanted to see it made.
Yeah. Well, we try to clean people too, and they're great, but they are expensive. And yeah.
Well, guess what? I mean, it was worth it.
The kids working, they'll have more respect too.
All right. Next time, I hope they do it in less than 7 hours. But thank you for that. Chores are important, but you know what? My kids are telling me what to do. Dad, clean up. George, hi. This is News Talk 1310 WIB. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Mitch. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, George. I always feel refreshed when I know you're calling.
Oh, you guys.
Because I know I can chastise you about those Hawkeyes.
Yeah,
by the way, is there a game they can lose? Who do they play coming up? Can they lose a game?
Arizona this week at Arizona. It's late game, 9:30.
Well, so that's out there, huh?
Right.
Is Arizona any good?
Yeah. They're ranked in top 25, I think.
Ah,
at least they got votes.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be a test.
All right.
But we got to beat them, and the Badgers got to beat Arizona State to make the Big Ten to keep our prestige up.
Yeah, but Arizona State's not that good, are they, right now?
Well, no,
I don't think they're that good.
Still, I mean, they're Pac-10 schools.
Well, the topic is, do you think we're overscheduled as a culture?
Yes, and I Hey, I liked your coverage last night, too, like the previous caller.
Oh, no, thanks, and Robin Colbert was the
you key. You have your own channel.
And
you
all the reporters, John Colbert and Jackie Johnson, Andrew Beckett. What's that now?
You could be 24/7 have your own pitch channel where we just listen to you all the
you're
day.
Talking trash. I'm already punch drunk. Just don't take me off the topic. So we're overscheduled, you think?
You can call me Ray. You can call me Jay. Just don't call me late for lunch.
See, what do you even work, George? Where do you have time to make these calls? What do you do for a living? I didn't even ask you that.
You know what I do.
Do you have a job?
You know what I do. I'm a bill collector.
Oh, you're a bill collector. Oh, geez.
I'm a repo man, yeah.
There's no shortage of that work.
Oh, I've got to repo a lot of stuff.
Do you have to show up in person and just kind of...
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
It's a lot easier in person. You know communication. It's a lot easier in person when you've got body language.
What do you do? Just get the keys and do you drive the car off the property?
Oh, furniture, keys, whatever it
you
is.
Take whatever it is.
Mortgage.
Okay.
I don't care what it is.
You got 30 seconds to make your point.
Okay. But, you know, the thing is, yeah, we're all overscheduled, Mitch. You, me, everybody, and the kids are getting more overscheduled because they all got to succeed in school, right? I got to be in this. I got to be in that. If you're not in this, you're not going to come out good because you won't be in the club. You won't know who are the right people, blah, blah, blah. You're not in the right, clicks and stuff. And then it goes on to college. And then it goes on to the next one. It goes on to the next thing. It's like nuts. And I don't know where
what's the
stop.
Point?
Yeah.
Exactly. By the way, you know, we're overscheduled, George, because we got to go to the commercial right now.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for calling. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. All right, you think you're overscheduled. You know what? The best hour you can spend, or 2 hours, or whatever they get, 3 hours. Who knows what you're going to do? Schedule that at the Ultimate Spa and Salon in Monona. That's right. It is a great place. It's 5713 Monona Drive. You can go in there, get your hair cut, get your hair changed, get it shaded, whatever the word you want to get it colored. Go ahead, they'll do that too. It won't even look like it. Get a massage. They have this way of putting this plastic wrap on your hands, and then they put this little lotion on it, and they work your hands. The stress comes out of your body, your arms. It just comes out of your shoulders. They're amazing, and they're beautiful women in there, by the way, guys. I'm telling you, the Ultimate Spa and Salon, gorgeous. Above all, they're professional. They know what they're doing. When you get the nails done, toe or finger, just deep body massage. You want to get your teeth whitened. You can do it all at the Ultimate Spa and Salon. And like my 17-year-old son said, Dad, there's some hot women in there. I said, yes, there are, son. And if you go to Ultimate Spa and Salon, like my son, you will want to move in there too. Again, 222-4174. That's 222-4174. Ultimate Spa and Salon, 5713 Monona Drive. And just take a vacation there for an hour or two. All right, we've got Cheese Days coming up. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Also talk about these national elections and what is extreme. We hear there's extremists. Somebody emailed me, Mitch, what have these Tea Party people done that's very extreme? Well, I was talking about Christine O'Donnell, saying that the people were following her in her bushes and following her home and saying some things about solo sex acts being the same as adultery. But that wasn't really a position on an issue. That was just some weird stuff. Question is, what has Sharon Angle, what have the Tea Party candidates said that is extreme regarding Social Security or Medicare or people on welfare? We'll get into that discussion. What is the definition of extreme? We'll see you tomorrow.